Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi today is at the end of chapter 8 of Zevachim, Mishnah 12, and then in Bezrat Hashem we'll be starting chapter 9. Now yesterday in Mishnah 11 here, we talked about the effect of bringing blood that should go on the outer Mizbeach, the big altar in the courtyard. What if they brought it into the Heichal, the temple building, and perhaps even applied it to the inner Mizbeach, the golden Mizbeach inside the building? And by a Chatat, we saw that was problematic. Rabbi Eliezer adds even the Asham, which is compared to Chatat, that's problematic. Now, Mishnah 12 is going to compare going outside of the courtyard instead of inside the building. Chatat Shekibil Dama, a Chatat offering that they received the blood after Shechita, B'shnei Kosot, in two different cups, two different receptacles. And now in this case, Yotza Echad Mehen Lachutz. If one of these cups full of Chatat Dam, full of this blood, goes outside the temple courtyard, Chutz Liazara, Hapnimi, the cup of blood remaining inside, Kosher, is still kosher to be used to apply the blood and make this Chatat go through. But the opposite case, Nichnas Echad Mehem Lifnim, if one of these two cups of Chatat blood went inside the Heichal, inside the temple building, Rabbi Yosef Galili Machshir Bechitzon, Rabbi Yosef Galili says the outer cup, the one that's still in the courtyard, outside the building, is still kosher to apply the blood onto the outer Mizbeach and make the Chatat work, V'chachamim posling. But the sages say, no, it's pasul. The Bartner actually explains they're arguing about a pasek, midam hachatat. So it's from the blood of the chatat. Does that mean all of the blood they collected from a chatat, if it goes inside the temple structure, the heichal, becomes problematic? Or even some of the blood from a chatat that goes inside makes a problem? Amar Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili tells them, ma'im b'makom, what about the place? Shahamachshava posela, that thinking about that place causes a psul, causes a problem. Bachutz, meaning the outside, as we've seen in chapter 2, we're talking about pigle versus pusle. If during one of the critical avodot, one of the critical steps of the process, the Kohen is having intention to consume the limbs or burn the limbs or eat them outside, that makes a problem of pusle. Remember, pigle was beyond the time limit and pusle was beyond the place limit outside of the courtyard. So Rabbi Yossi is comparing, if he's thinking about taking it outside the courtyard, that makes an immediate psul even before someone takes anything anywhere. Lo asa et meshurek yotzi. It doesn't make the leftovers of the carbon as if they've gone out. Meaning, as he argued, that if some of the blood from the chatat went out of the courtyard, which he shouldn't do, but the remainder of the blood is still kosher inside. And now he's drawing the logical comparison, makom she'ein machshava poselet, a place where thinking about taking part of the offering into that place does not make a psul, does not make a problem, bifnim, inside the temple building. So eino din, is it not logical, shelo naset the meshur kenichnas, that we do not treat the leftover blood, the blood that did not go inside the building, as if it went in? So Rabbi Yossi is really saying, logically, chutz, thinking about outside, makes a problem. Even thinking about it is enough to make a problem, whereas thinking about taking the blood inside does not make a problem. Therefore, the action of taking something inside should also be less problematic than the action of taking something outside. Now, the Mishnah explains, how problematic is it to bring the blood inside? Nichnas lechaper, if they brought blood from an outer chatat inside the temple building, to be mechaper, to apply it onto the mizbeach there. Afal pishalo chiper, even though he did not actually apply the dam on the golden mizbeach inside the building, pasul, the dam is now invalid. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon omer, achi achaper. Rabbi Shimon says it's not really a problem until he applies the blood inside the heichal, inside the building. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im hichnis shogeg kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says if he brought it in by mistake, the blood is still kosher. He could take it back outside and apply it to the outer mizbeach. Only when it's done on purpose is it permanently problematic. And the Mishnah concludes with an interesting teaching, kol adamim psulim, any blood that was invalid, shenitna al gabei mizbeach, that was actually applied to the altar, lo hirtze hatzitz, the tzitz does not make it valid. Now, the tzitz was this gold plate that was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, right below his tefillin, that said, Kodesh Lashem. And we learned in Pesachim chapter 7, it's mentioned in the Gemara and Yuma and other places, that the tzitz is meratze on something that goes wrong in terms of Tuma and Tahara, on the Beis HaMikdash, that if it was accidentally put on the Mizbeach, then we would say it is Meratzeh, it still goes through. And the Mishnah explains, that Tzitz Meratzeh ala Tameh, the tzitz has power to heal something that was tameh and was offered by accident, but not something that was like a psul yotze, like they took the blood out of the temple courtyard and then brought it back in. The tzitz does not have effect on that. Mazel tov, on to chapter 9. Hamizbeach mekadesh et haroi lo. The mizbeach, the altar, sanctifies what is appropriate for it. Meaning there are certain items that if they weren't really supposed to go on, there was a certain problem with them, but if they should have gone on originally, then they still become Kodesh, and they are left up there to continue burning. This is based on the Pasuk. The Gemara explains in Shemot chapter 29, Hayam Mizbeach Kodesh Kodashim, the Mizbeach is most sacred, Kolonogev Mizbeach, anything that touches the Mizbeach, Yikdash, so too becomes sanctified. But we're going to see in this chapter, that's not a blanket rule. There are certain items where that does not apply. Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer Yehoshua explains, kol haroi le'ishim, anything fit to be burned on the fire, meaning parts of the ola and the parts that are supposed to be burned from the chatat, etc., the shlamim, im ola lo yered, if they are put up on the mizbeach, you may not take them down again. Shemar, hi ha'ola ol mokta al mizbeach, as it says in Vayikra chapter 6, it is the ola on the burning pyre on the mizbeach, on the altar. So those words, it is, meaning really it should stay there even if it was invalid, but once it's put on the fire and it starts to catch fire, you shouldn't bring it down again. Ma ola shiru le'ishim, so he explains, just like the ola, which is fit to go on the fire normally, im alta lo teired, once it's gone up on the mizbeach, up to get on the fire, you don't bring it down again. Af kol devar shehu roi le'ishim, so to anything that's supposed to be burned, like the emurim of other limbs, the limbs of other sacrifices, not just the ola, im ola lo yered, so to if they go up on the fire, they do not come down again. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he adds, kol haroi le'mizbeach, anything fitting to go up on the mizbeach, even things that aren't burned, im ola lo yered, once they go up on the mizbeach, they don't come down again. Shnemar hi ola al mokta al mizbeach. He cites the same verse, and he says, ma ola shiroi le'mizbeach, just like the ola, where all of it is appropriate to go up on the altar, im alta lo teired, once it's gone up, it may not come down again. Af kol devar shehu roi le'mizbeach, so to any item that's supposed to go up on the mizbeach, im ola lo yered, once it's gone up, it does not come down again. And the Mishnah explains, ein bein divrei Rabban Gamliel, there's no difference between the words of Rabban Gamliel, le divrei Rabbi Yeshua, and the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that things that go in the fire, ele dam vehanesochim. So really, blood that comes up there, because blood doesn't go on the fire, it goes on the horns, and the nesochim that get poured onto the horns, into the drainage there. Rabban Gamliel omer lo yerdu. Rabban Gamliel says, once they're up on the mizbeach, you don't bring them down again, even if you realize there was an issue with them. Rabbi Yeshua omer yerdu. Rabbi Yeshua says, they should come down, because really, only things that go on the fire come up and stay up, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon brings a variation of this teaching. He says, Hazevach kasher, if there's a korban that is perfectly valid, v'hanesochim, but the libations that come with it, psulim, became problematic. For example, they were mekadesh the wine, they put the wine in the proper vessel, but then they took it out of the courtyard and brought it back in, and they're not supposed to use it. Or the vice versa, hanesochim kasherim, the libations are perfectly good, hazevach pasul, but there was some problem with the offering itself. Or a filu zevezei psulin, even if there's a problem both with the wine for the libations and with the animal, but once we bring them up on the mizbeach, hazevach lo yered, the animal parts should not come down, according to Shimon, vanesochim yerdu, but the libations should come down. So he would agree to Rabbi Yehoshua in terms of libations that come with an animal offering. However, if someone's simply donating libations, they just donate a bottle of wine to the temple to go up on the mizbeach, he would agree with Rabban Gamliel. That's the only part of the offerings. Even if it turns out there's an issue, once they've gone up on the mizbeach already, they stay there. Yishar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot.